Scott Casper for InterMatWrestle.com, our friends at Lighthouse, and all of our friends along the way. This is a very special interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Well, it took a day or two to get my letter from Rob Cole from the NCAA Championship in the update form, and typical tongue-in-cheek as it always is, this one was a joy to read, and I'll tell you why. Because he started with, "I am so honored to be a part of the greatest NCAA tournament performance in Cornell wrestling history." Well, in large part, that's because of Rob and his team of coaches. He joins us now. This is Rob Cole of Cornell. Rob, how are you? You've changed your name.
I'm doing great, Scott. Yeah, what the heck? I'll take it.
All right. Well, congratulations on a tremendous performance where everybody thought Iowa State had a solid run at second. They discounted Cornell. They saw Cornell in a few weight classes as paper tigers, and those that were viewed that way were sadly looked past. Well, I've got the proof. Let's start at 25, where a young man who's had his issues over the years wrestled heroically. Talk a little bit about Troy Nickerson's battles.
Yeah, you know, we put a good face on it throughout the year and last year, and I would tell people, oh, he's fine. He wasn't fine. His shoulder would come out in practice, and he'd be done for the day because it would go numb on him. I mean, it was not a bridge too far, a tournament too long. You know, it was one tournament too much in his career. I'm not sure about his international career. I'm guessing he'll be done and start working toward medical school. That darn shoulder has been the bane of his wrestling career for the last 3 years. And this year was the second match. He shot in on a high crotch, and the ref stopped it. I was furious because it looked like he was going to get a takedown, and I realized it was because his shoulder had popped out again. And it's pretty brutal. You know, the shoulder, our trainer comes back, he pops it in, and body jerks, and the whole crowd gasps. And after that, he wrestled with fear and couldn't do anything. And then it came out again. And the wrestler he was wrestling was very opportunistic and, you know, won the match. And I tell you what, I was a little concerned. I knew I had to talk to him because he had to make weight that night. And it would have been really easy for Troy just to walk away and use that excuse of I lost because my shoulder was out. And that would have been the end of his career. No one would have questioned him. Went back into the training and back to where the kids were cutting weight, and he was already on the bike. And
of course,
that was where it really hit me, what kind of kid he is.
Yeah,
he wasn't doing this for himself. He'd already won a national championship. He was doing it. He was doing it for his team.
Yeah,
and that really choked me up because he was in tears when he was cutting weight, which was probably a good thing to get some extra weight off. You know, but it was very, very sad because, you know, I've gone through a lot. You know, with Troy, with the loss of his father and last year, and just the ups and downs of injuries, and you know, these are like your kids, and. They are for me, and for him to lose, it was I lost, and it was very painful.
You get emotionally attached to the kids, and some of them I allow myself to as well. Troy being one of them, Adam was another. It's going to be hard not to see him wrestling in a Cornell uniform, but the boys, that's what they go to school for, to finish. And your 33-pounder battled up to All-American round, but fell just a little bit short. Talk a little bit about Mike.
Yeah, Mike didn't wrestle well in his last match, although you can't take it out. I mean, I got to say, he wrestled well up until the Fanthorpe match and lost and was winning that match and was in on takedown, which ended up Fanthorpe funked out of it. And once he got out of it, it just kind of broke him. You could just see the wind coming out of Mike's sails. And then he wrestled back fairly well up until Graf, which was the All-American round, and it looked like his feet were in glue. Now, a little bit of that, I'm going to give credit to Graf because he wrestled very, very well. We had majored him, I believe, earlier in the year, and he just took it to Mike, and Mike just did not respond well. So I don't know. Sometimes the pressure gets to the kids. Not a good time for that to happen. But Mike is, and Mike trains so hard, he should never get tired. And when I see something like that happen, you know, it's not cardio. It's not, you know, cardiovascular. It's physiological, psychological, and you know, that's something Mike has got to get through if he wants to get back on that podium. He was an All-American as a freshman because nobody expected it. Now all of a sudden, in the next couple of years, not only is he expected to be on the podium, but he's expected to be up there high, and that seems to have affected his performance at that crucial juncture. And we gotta find a way to get over it.
Well, and I think you will. I know he'll be back, as you say, with a vengeance next year. We move on to 41 pounds, and you say that now that he did it, allow me to say, I told you so. The kids' national championship will be the first of many for Kyle. Kyle Dake is not just a freshman of the year. He is a phenom. Talk to us about Dake.
I got a lot of grief for crowning him or as the second coming of Troy early on the year. I guess I was wrong. He's not the second coming of Troy. You know, he's the second coming of Kale. The kid doesn't get nervous. I guess he's just too young to know any better. You know, he's walking around before his match in the finals. I was more concerned he was going to wear himself out before the match. He was like a caged animal.
I know.
And he just he gets the job done, and he just has an absolute blast. You can see it when he's giving the crowd the thumbs up before the matches, and he's just a lot of fun. And he's a local boy. You know, he grew up maybe a half mile from where I live. So I've known Kyle for a long time. I've known his family for, you know, since I moved to Ithaca. Just a wonderful addition to the team. And as I said, I will be very surprised if this is his only national championship.
I was amazed yesterday when I talked to him. He was at his brother's practice. And, you know, being a backyard boy, what I call a backyard boy, where he wrestles literally in his backyard and at Cornell. And that's cool. So there's some added pressure there, but there's also that hometown feel. So I think this young man's got a serious future if he's at 41 or if he moves up to 65. Do you see him there at 41 next year?
No. I don't know how high he'll go up, but his dad's about 220 on a good day. On a bad day, maybe 230. So.
Whoa.
He's going to be significantly larger than that. His dad's a high school coach. Funny story, his dad was texting me his dad coaches my son, I coach his son. You know, I get his son, he's a national champion, I give him my son, he doesn't get the state tournament. I'm getting wrong with the deal here. So, but he's a great guy, but he's pretty big. So, and I could see Troy, who knows, you know, for all I know, he'll be a 74, 84 pounder by the time he's done.
It very well easily could be. Justin, at 65 pounds, returned to prime time, as you say, at just the right time. He struggled throughout the year as he adjusted to the weight class. Can you talk about his knee injury? Is he fully healed on that?
Oh, he's fully healed now. The problem was he was training like he wasn't healed. You have a, you know, it's kind of a Pavlovian conditioned response to pain, and when, you know, you hit the knee and it hurts, you stop hitting the knee. So it took, you know, the injury's gone a month after the injury's gone, he's still reacting as if the injury's there, and so he had very, very bad habits. And he also adjusted to the weight. I don't mean he had a problem making the weight. I mean he adjusting to the actual difference in the speed and technical aspect of 165 versus 184. In the year before that, he wrestled 197. So it took him the full year to really make those adjustments. And, you know, he lost 1 second to go to Morningstar. Otherwise, he's an All-American. You know, I have no reason to believe he won't start off where he left off next year. And for us to win a national championship, we're going to need to get him back up, or get him on the podium.
Now, Kerber is one of those kids that comes from a wrestling family. He understands how to get it done. Mac Lunas had an amazing season, as you write, and I happen to agree. What a kid. What a nice kid. What a smart kid. Fell a little bit short of his overall goal. How did he handle that?
Not well. I mean, not well, meaning he's obviously crushed. You know, your whole season is defined on your last match when it comes to wrestling, and his last match he did not perform well. And once again, I think, you know, a lot of that is just, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. I think they wrestled extremely well, took us out of our game, and you know, Matt had a lot of pressure. Mac hadn't been scored on all year, and right off the bat he gets scored on. And you know, you say it doesn't affect him, it's not a big deal, but you know, I think it is. And all of a sudden there's no doubt, there's doubt. So that, I think that had a huge role in his defeat, the timing of how quickly he was scored upon. But I was telling you earlier, yeah, it was funny. We get the kids at the banquet after the tournament, and my wife had been talking to Mac and told her how I had gone into national seed twice or three times, and two of those times I came out defeated, and you know, so he got up and told the story how you know, all he wanted to do was to be like his idol. He wanted to be like Rob Cole, and so that's why he had to lose that match, so he could be just like me. And which the good news is, though, the next year I did finally win that darn thing, and we expect him to win the next year as well.
All right, we've got about 5 minutes remaining, Coach, and I know 84 pounds was important to you. Steve Bozak showed everyone why, as you say, the coaches are so high on him by winning 3 matches, 2 by fall. I like that. That's a dominant performance. He made it to the All-American round. Talk a little bit about Steve.
Yeah, Steve lost to Kilgore in the first round by a point. You know, he's winning by four after the first period, and like a lot of freshmen, just could not hold on to that lead. I don't know if he was prepared to be in that situation. But he's from State College, Pennsylvania. It's my hometown, so I've been watching Steve for a long, long time and had my eye on him. And he is a tremendous athlete. He's flexible and he's funky and he's good on top. And I really recruit kids who can ride. I love guys who are good on top. So, you know, I know, and you watch him in the room, he's beating the heck out of people. And he had a fantastic year, but when you're surrounded by All-Americans and national champions, a great year is not good enough. So for him to not be, not winning almost all the time is not acceptable. So, you know, and if he's at any other school, if he had a great year going into nationals. For us, he had an average year. So to go in and then finally, I'm not going to say reach his potential because his potential was being All-American, but to beat a couple really good kids and beat Caputo as an All-American and pin and get, two falls on the way, kind of shows what he can do. And we expect him, like Justin, to enter next year, out of the blocks fast and end up being back on that podium. Because as I said before, we gotta have 5 or 6 All-Americans to win this thing.
You had, I think, an amazing performance out of, as you call him, your Cam American. Cam Simas, his single greatest victory today was over Hudson Taylor. I happen to agree. I think it was a stunning performance. I know Taylor had defeated Cam 3 times, twice by fall and once 7-3. But Cam, as you say, wrestled him for a perfect match. I've watched it twice. I can't find a hole. He found a way to score. Talk about his performance at the championships.
Yeah, Cam American, All-American, whatever you want to call him. I get it mixed up sometimes.
Sure.
He's really pretty small. He wrestled 84 last year. He bumped up at the mid-year and ended up placing, and people thought it was kind of a fluke. But they don't know Cam. That kid has got a gas tank that never ends, and that's the kind of kid who wins at, places at nationals. The kind of kid who upsets people who are tripping on their chin on the way back in wrestlebacks. And this year he's gotten a little bit bigger. He's still undersized. We expect him to, if he does nothing but gain weight, he'll become a much better wrestler this year. And we've seen Hudson a lot, so we knew we couldn't go down on him. We knew we couldn't get taken down, and so we made sure we stayed away until Hudson got tired. And that was our goal. And Cam executed it brilliantly. Hudson's a great wrestler and just a great, great kid. Not a kid, but hopefully he'll, I know he's looking at law schools and hopefully fix Cornell. Would love to have him up here next year.
Josh Ornone, final coach, about a minute and a half. Not a great season for him, not a great championship for him, but nonetheless an important part, as I call him, an anchor on the team.
Hey, just getting Josh to finish the year is a great season. Kid missed the last 3, as I said in that update. I couldn't even let him wrestle. I mean, he'd wrestle maybe once a week. And he did. He actually had a great year. When we qualified for nationals, 3rd East, Ivy League champion, first team All Ivy. So I was nothing but pleased with Josh. He's finished up where not that he wanted to finish up placing again, but as I said, he's already got job offers and he's had a great Cornell experience.
He has, and you've had a great Cornell year, finishing 2nd at the NCAA championships. Great job by you and your team. Great job by you and your staff. And I know your support mechanism out there is stronger today than it was yesterday, and there's only 359 days to go now until the next NCAA championship. I'm, for one, counting the days to be able to watch the team that you assemble one more time. I hope to be there at the Body Bar this year, and I'm looking forward to that opportunity. I know Nickerson said he'd be joining me again. So, Rob, thank you for your time. I know you got to get to the airport and catch a flight. Virginia Beach is calling. I'm looking forward to talking to you again after that, okay?
Thanks again.